Happy Sunday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on MRX default location, alternate weekend route. Out here doing what I do on a Sunday, maintaining my 10,000 step count per day streak. It's been going on since February of this year. Did 20,000 yesterday. Because I ate so goddamn much, I felt bad. And not only did I feel bad, I knew that I would have to walk it off to feel better. And I'm talking about feel better physically. I knew I was going to have to walk that off. Walk that food off. And then still, I had ate earlier in the day, maybe like 4. I ate when the game came on, about 4. You know, and I walked some more, and I felt okay, and I was doing this, and I was doing that okay, and I was drinking water, blah, blah, blah. I think I got on the scale. Mr. Scale told me 217 something, whereas it was, I think it was down at 212 after I finished my first walk in the morning, or something like that, or 210 even, or something like that. So I know all these weights don't matter. I mean, I know it, and I need to stop. I know all these weights really don't matter, you know, but I like to obsess over them and monitor them and have those checkpoints. I know they don't matter. Some of these numbers, they indicate trend. You know, if the lowest number is getting lower, lower, lower all the time, that's something, okay? But for the most part, I know that weighing myself all the time, it's just me playing with myself. And I got no problem with that. So last night after, you know, I ate so much, my stomach was, oh. You know, you eat so much, your stomach is just full and tight. And you're like almost in pain, you're uncomfortable. So I kind of did stuff, a little bit of stuff till I was able to lay down. I took a nap. No, I don't even think I took a nap. I think I just laid down. Finished watching the game and just kind of laying there. And then I got up to do something on the computer or just to be up because I didn't feel like I was going to sleep because I didn't take a nap yesterday. Because I started the day late, and by late I mean 9 o'clock is my normal start time on work days. So I probably didn't get started till like 10:30, 11. And by the time I got back from my walk and stopping by Ralph's, it's probably 1. And I got showered, dressed, waiting for the game. Played on the computer for a few hours. So I didn't take a nap. But anyway, the whole point is, after all of that, I ate at 4 o'clock. You know, my stomach was real tight. You know, I fought that off, blah, blah, blah. I was able to lay down finally and went to sleep. Then I woke up in the middle of the night. My stomach was still talking to me. Now I wonder if I had ate something incorrect. I don't want to say bad, but maybe incorrect. I had fried nachos, probably had a lot of grease. I had fried nachos. You know, I get the corn tortillas and I fry them. And I don't fry them till they crisp. I fry them till they still a little bit limp and take them out and they harden up a little bit, but they don't get completely crunchy. They get like, you know, they get a firm texture, but they don't, you know, they aren't crispy where you can crack them. And I had some of that. I had some taco meat that was frozen. And I had some cheese that was frozen. And I had some cottage cheese. I mean, some sour cream I just bought. And black olives. I bought a can of black olives. Black olives was kind of expensive. Because I couldn't think of nothing else to put on nachos. So I ate that. I woke up this morning. 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I wake up. My stomach wants some attention. It was just like when I was passing out, that kind of stomach nausea that I would get when I pass out and start sweating. So I turn on the air, the fan. I just kind of laid there and had no idea to sit up. So I sit up in the bed and just kind of relax, let stuff go down. I expelled gas a few times, tried to burp, you know, just try to get whatever it is out of there. And it got better, I eventually fell asleep. But I knew I ate too much. I knew I ate too much, and I know when I do eat too much. And I know that it feels so good when I do. When I'm sitting there and I can't stop, and I know I should stop. I know it. I mean, I know I should just stop. I know I should just put it down. You know, you've had enough. Enough is enough already. Let it go. But I can't stop. And I keep eating to the point where it makes me uncomfortable and damn near sick. And kind of did that yesterday. I'm sitting there watching the game and my stomach is just so tight, you know, and I'm drinking, plus I'm drinking too, you know, Kool-Aid. And I noticed I've been drinking a lot of Kool-Aid. Granted, it's diluted, 2-to-1. I use double amount of water for one pack of Kool-Aid. We add one cup of sugar. I'll add a cup of sugar, one pack, to 4 quarts instead of 2 quarts. So that, you know, may or may not help some. But, yeah, yesterday, last night. But, woke up this morning, Mr. Scale told me 214.8 or something like that, which is a good number for almost any day to wake up at, especially a Sunday. My God, wake up at that number on a Sunday? That's good work. And yesterday, after I ate all that food during the day, around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I guess that ain't during the day. That's almost dinner time. That's when you're supposed to stop eating. I ate all that food around 4 or 5 o'clock. I didn't eat anymore. I even walked. I think I talked about this already. Another video, but you'll just hear it again. I even walked and I came back to Ralph's and I got a lemon pie. I didn't even eat it. So the only thing I had was liquids for the rest of the night. Water and Kool-Aid. I didn't even have any candy or anything, which I find admirable. And hopefully it'll be a trend to where I can not have to eat before I go to bed or whatever. This morning I woke up, I was lazy, in the bed lazy. Get a text from my mother. Can you come out tonight? I'm like, oh God, oh God. And the thing is with that, you know, oh, it's your mother, you're supposed to go stay with her, you know, she needs you, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. The thing with that is, most of the time I'm like, yeah, I need to go out there, spend some time with her. You know, I need to get out there. Because I know, you know, she lets me know how, you know, the impact I have with me being out there is significant, you know, and her well-being and all that. And it's not so bad for, or hard for me to be out there, blah, 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 blah. But as soon as she asks me to do it, all that goes away. As soon as she asked me to do it, I was like, ugh. All of a sudden, I don't want to. It's just natural. I don't know what it is in me, but it's real. As soon as she say, can you? I'm like, oh, leave me alone. Even though like maybe 20 minutes earlier, I say, I should go out there. I need to go out there, spend some time, you know. And she asked me, I was like, ugh. Then I knew I was gonna go, but I still had to go through the ugh. And all of a sudden, since she asked me, all I wanna do is just like lay in bed and not do nothing. You just wanna just lay there. And I ain't gonna do nothing all day today. So I'ma eat, I'ma walk, and I ain't doing nothing. I ain't going nowhere, ain't doing nothing. As soon as she then, you know, then all of a sudden then, now you got something to do. Now you have an obligation. Now you got time and deadlines to meet, you know? I got to get all this stuff ready to go out there, pack up this, pack up that, you know, leave at a certain time, blah, 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 blah. It like, you know, puts a time limit or whatever you want to call it on your day. Not that that really matter because I ain't had nothing to do anyway. And it's really no big deal, but it's just a point. It's just a point. Plus, I had 2 weekends. You know, this is like my second weekend to myself. And for whatever reason, that feels like a lot. I'm almost not used to it. I'm almost not used to having that much time, having so many weekends in a row to where, you know, I can kind of chill out. But then again, last week was the LA Maggots, so I didn't have that whole weekend. Come to think about it, I didn't have that whole weekend. I had that Saturday, I went to see the LA Maggots, which is nothing, you know, that's just leisure, you know, not too much of an expenditure. But when I talk about have a weekend, I mean, there was times where I get off work on Friday, go in the house, I'm gonna shut that door Friday after I get off work, park the car, go in the apartment, shut the door, lock it, and don't go back outside till Monday when it's time to go back to work. That's the kind of weekends that I had grown accustomed to. No walking, no exercising, it's me and food. I already have the food with me, or I'd order food or whatever. Not see another human being for 2 days, just being there to myself. That's, like I said, what I had grown accustomed to. So when I say when I have a whole weekend, that's what I mean. Not just, you know, not have to work. I got the weekend to myself. Where I gotta run chores, I gotta do this for somebody. All I gotta do is stop by and see my sister. You know, pick up a few things, and I got the whole weekend. No. When I say I got the whole weekend, that means I got the whole goddamn weekend. Nothing and nobody. And I may be spoiled like that. I may have spoiled myself like that. Granted. So that's what I mean. But even though last week, the only thing I did was go see the Maggots. And I had Sunday. And I think the weekend before that, I had a whole weekend. You know? So I've forgotten, you know, I've had my time. In fact, this weekend, I'm so not used to having this much time. I was like, I should have a recording session or something. And I should have, you know, I should do something, plan something. I'm so not used to having that space and that time. But having that space and that time may be doing good for me in the long run. Resting. I think I found out as I get older, I need rest. And I'm not talking about a day or two of rest. I'm talking about like a month or two of rest. You know, because you continue to work, I continue to walk, I continue to do this, but it seems like it takes a lot longer for me to recover, whatever recover means. It seems like it takes a lot longer for me to recover or to get back into shape. Because it took months for me to get back to feeling the way I am now. To where I can go through a work week, you know, without blinking. And I think it's probably because I got that weight off. I quit smoking and blacking miles. If I think I'm finally off of that addiction, that may be out of my system, whatever that means. You know, and my body's starting to adjust back. My metabolism, or my cravings, serotonin, psychological and all that. I'm making an adjustment. I'm making an adjustment to my requirements for for instant gratification. My body's adjusting to where it doesn't need that instant gratification anymore, or something like that. So that's what I'm gonna do today. And it's not bad. You know, I'll do this, I'll do that. I'll basically be coming right back. You know, because I got to work on Wednesday. Even though I did kind of Google it, and I probably could leave from out there and drive straight to work and the way, as much time as I give myself extra, you know, to go from home there, it probably might not be that big a difference. You know, because I usually get to the parking lot of work maybe 45 minutes before I'm supposed to punch in. I like to be pulling that parking garage at least a half hour, 40 minutes before, you know, 12, when I'm supposed to punch in. I just like to take my time. That's just the way I like to do it. And if I was to be on the freeway, you know, gotta worry about accidents, worry about this, allot myself like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. That means I have to leave at 10. You know what? I get home at 10. When I leave from, okay, it takes 35 minutes. It takes about 40 minutes from my house. Google says 40 minutes from my house to get to work. And I leave at 10:30. Okay, see? Yeah, literally. I leave at 10:30. I'll get up and start walking at 9. I'll make sure that I try to get back by 10. By 10:30, I'm walking out the door. And it takes 35, 40 minutes to get to work, Google Maps says. And I'm leaving an hour and a half early. That's just how I do it. So I'm riding down the street, nice and slow, cruising. People flying by, boo, 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 speed, yeah, all frantic. I'm like, go around, I'm chilling. Get on the freeway. And usually when I get on the freeway, freeway traffic wakes me up and gets me going. Take it up to 75, 80, get in that left lane. You know, I'm not trying to zoom past anybody. I just go in the fastest lane and go as fast as I can. Keeping a nice distance from the car in front of me. You know, I'm not trying to pass anybody. I'm just trying to go as fast as I can, as fast as traffic. Whatever that number may be. And I get to work, I usually get out of town like 11:15. I might ride around a little bit, take in some of the downtown sights, just look at people, look at buildings, architecture, all that, pull in the garage, get sit in the car for a minute or two, just, you know, because after my walk, so as soon as I get up at 9, boom, I'm gone. Get up at 9, I go in, my morning ritual, I'm out the door, I'm walking, I get back, it's like 10. I know I gotta leave in half hour, so I'm still going. I'm going, changing clothes, hanging clothes up, getting this ready, packing that. Well, most of it I did the night before. And most of it I've done so much that it's almost automatic to where the stuff is just where it's supposed to be anyway. You know, the regiment got it down. So, I eat. So sometimes I get my food. It's 10:15, 10:20. I get my food, it's 10:15, 10:20. And I'm supposed to like leave at 10:30. But I still sit there because I know I got time. I usually end up leaving about 10:35. And I think with school out or whatever's going on, traffic now is only like 35 minutes to where it may be 50 minutes on other days. So I'm there. And I get in the car, he said, you should arrive at 11:07. Okay. And that's the way I like it. He said, you should get to your work 53 minutes before you're supposed to be there. I'm like, okay. Cool with me. Put on my Sirius XM, chill, air condition. Get comfortable and just take a nice, easy ride. And when I'm riding in, I ride in the same way I walk, basically. So I got to cross the intersection where I walk every day. And that's just starting to hit me weird because I'm like, I do a lot of walking. It seems like I'm going to the same place all the time. That's probably more of a way to say it, that I'm going to the same place all the time. When I cross that one intersection, intersection where I'm walking and where the two streets cross, they kind of diagonal somehow. They cross each other. and it gets kind of non-catacorner or whatever the word is, non-perpendicular street or pathway to bike. The bike trail, walking trail curves a little and cuts across two streets that are perpendicular to each other. Took me a while to figure that out. Took me a while to actually stop and look and see what was going on there. Because I was like, how could I be at this street and it's that street? How can I walk this way and be crossing these two streets and they don't run the same way, basically? But driving to work, you know, get to my spot. I got it all work figured out, how to pull into the parking lot, what ramp to take, how to make that turn and find my space that's, you know, usually always there. In that space, I park in a way so that all I can do is get in the car and drive straight out of the parking lot, straight ahead, don't gotta back up. Make a right turn and hit the ramp right there to go right up and out of the parking garage. Right up there, pay, right out of the parking garage, right at the one I need to be. It'll take me basically right in front of our office building, but more importantly, right to the route to the freeway that I've been taking for maybe 20 years. Or I've been taking this thing maybe 20 years now. It's gonna be 10 years in December at this place. And I worked at the Army Corps, I think 2 years. I just looked at my resume. I think I worked here 2 years or something like that. No, not the Army Corps. The Army Corps, I worked here longer. Talking about the IRS. When I worked at the IRS, I worked at the IRS for 2 years. I worked at the Army Corps, and it was downtown LA. At about 6th and Wilshire, roughly. And I worked at the federal building downtown. I think it was on Los Angeles Street and, I don't know, Main or something. Not Main, huh? One of those first in Los Angeles Street there. But anyway, you can see it from the freeway. Tripped me out when I realized, hey, that's the building. Tripped me out when I get to fly away from Union Station and we ride through downtown to get to LAX. I see all the places I worked there. I said, I worked there and I feel proud. I feel proud. It's what I always wanted, to be in the Metropolitan. I feel proud. I was like, oh, Jeffrey, go ahead with your bad self. Out here in LA, doing what you do, Negro. Like, yeah, I'm out here doing what I do, and I'm a Negro. I think I'm a Negro. I was just thinking about that too in another situation, to where it came up twice with two different people, where somebody asked, was another person black? I got in trouble one time for that. In one case, I got in trouble and HR got involved. Because me and my boss is real close. You know, I tell her everything. But California law states certain things she got to report, whether it's told to her casual or not. So she, you know, being a stickler she is, and the reason I respect her and got along with her so well is because she had to report me or report the situation, and she did. And so they just had to get involved and, you know, had to talk and make sure everything was cool. And they were like, okay. So, and that was the one me, and then one recently, she was like, you're black? I was like, what did you think he was? And then I thought it might be me. Maybe I just consider him black. Maybe he ain't. You know, maybe I'm the one operating on the one drop rule. You know? Maybe he ain't black. And maybe the other guy that I just consider black, you know, ain't black. You know, because she was a Mexican female, you know, lady, roughly my age, maybe 10 years younger or so. And you know, for her to say, what? She had known him like longer. She known him longer than she knew me. You know, them two was like buddies. Them two was like freaking frack. You know, they used to sit by each other. Them two was like two peas in a pod hanging out. You know, they'd go get lunch together and get food together, be plotting food runs. And we know, where's the chocolate? And she was like, you're black? I didn't know you were black. I was like, whoa. So not sure how I got on this topic, but it was interesting to go through that and to see that and to wonder, because I said I was a Negro. I was like, am I a Negro? You know, people probably look at me, of course, you know, skin color. I'm definitely Negro in skin color. But there's some black people who say I ain't black. And I'm racist. And racists can't be black according to Paul Mooney. I mean, if you're black, you can't be racist. Even though I think his definition of racist was limited as to make the joke more appealing or to make the statement more appealing. Because I think there's racism. And then there's racist. You could be racist. And I think racist is cheering for a team just because they got a black quarterback. Cheering for a team just because they got a black coach. Cheering just for the black person. Because you're cheering because of race. So that has to be racist. But unless the definition of racist includes a feeling of superiority. Now, what's the word for differentiating on racial lines? To me, that's racist. You're basing your criteria on race. So that's at least racist. You know, if you're just basing whatever you say on race, that's, and it's race-based, ain't that racist? I don't know, I probably should Google. I could probably stop and Google too, but I'm not. So, and I'm definitely that. I definitely differentiate on race. And if you look at me, I'm black, true. You know, I got the black skin, dark skin color. But behavior, thought-wise, my black card been pulled. My black card has been pulled, you know, from the people, all the way from the people I date to my ideas on policy, reparations, racism, my idea on how rampant racism is. It doesn't align with the stereotypical. Sorry. It doesn't align with the stereotypical idea of black thinking. God thing. You know, black people love their Jesus. And I'm a devout atheist. That's the whole thing, you know. But I can dance. I like pork. Love watermelon, fried chicken. You know, stuff like that. Some stuff I agree on. I'm more and more thinking I'm not a Democrat anymore. I'm definitely not a liberal. socially, like Stephen A. I said it before I heard him say it. Fiscally conservative, socially liberal, but I might not even be socially liberal anymore, to tell you the truth. Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world, I'm not gonna go. Few hearts, nope. Survive. Okay, that's it. All I know, that's nope. It's the way I feel. When it's real, I keep it alive. Okay, I had to finish out the verse. The road. All right, okay, stop. No more. Anyhow, swing it on, y'all. How I do it? Yesterday I forgot it. Yesterday I forgot the words to it. You believe that? I don't think I'm gonna forget this time. Swing it on, y'all, two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, as it will be. The totality of it all, hypothesis of all as one, theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.